It's Morning Edition from NHPR. Several organizations are coming together to address what they say has been an abrupt and sharp decline in basic historical knowledge among New Hampshire students. New Hampshire Historical Society President Bill Dunlap sounded the alarm in an op-ed earlier in the month, saying this knowledge deficit could have dramatic consequences for the state. And he joins us now to talk about the issue and what the New Hampshire Historical Society is hoping to do about it. Good morning.
Morning.
What's changed in terms of what you're seeing among the students that are coming to you?
So we've been putting on history programs for New Hampshire school kids for several decades. And in fact, in many years, we see 70% of the fourth graders of New Hampshire either visiting the society in Concord or having programs delivered to them in their classrooms around the state. And we've seen a pretty steady sort of baseline understanding of American history among the kids up until the last handful of years, especially the last 2, 3, or 4 years, when we've just witnessed an amazing decline in basic knowledge of American history, things like what the American Revolution was or that it even existed, for example.
And this has happened very quickly, you said. Why do you think that is? What's been happening?
And by the way, I want to say at the outset, we're not faulting the classroom teachers for this. They're pulled in many different directions. But I think with the advent of a lot of demands such as those of Common Core and No Child Left Behind and other programs like that, which are well-intentioned and designed to improve reading proficiency and math proficiency, there's been a crowding out of some other subjects. And so we've heard, and we've actually surveyed the teachers that have been coming to us in many school districts around the state, social studies history has been dramatically cut. And in fact, in some schools, it's not taught at all anymore in the elementary years from what we're seeing.
And you've actually had to change your programming because of this?
Yes, that was actually my, what I call my canary in the coal mine moment personally. Was our education director came to me a year ago and said that the teachers that on our staff who deliver our programming had come to her and said we have to drop one of our courses, our programs, which covers New Hampshire in the Revolution, because of just what I mentioned a minute ago, the kids didn't know what the American Revolution was. They didn't know that we fought the British. They knew nothing about it. And the program couldn't be delivered to them because they just simply didn't have, you know, there just wasn't enough base information to make it meaningful. So when I heard that, I knew things were getting bad nationally or trending in a, you know, negative direction, not only among students, but at the adult population in terms of knowledge of civics and American history. But when I heard that, I said, whoa, this is way worse than I thought it was.
You're working with some other organizations in the state now to launch the Democracy Project. Can you talk about what that is and what the goal is?
Sure. When we looked at this problem, and we've been studying it for several years and talking about it, a few years ago, an organization called the New Hampshire Institute for Civics Education was launched, and they've done a very good job. Their goal is to work on this problem, and they also sponsor speaking, you know, a lecture series and things like that. But we and New Hampshire Humanities has been looking at the problem and working on it. New Hampshire Bar Association and the New Hampshire Bar Foundation have been very active. But what we concluded at the Historical Society was most of this activity is a volunteer, it's been a volunteer effort. And we felt that we needed to actually try to raise some financial resources in order to hire paid staff whose job it is to work on this every day and not just, not just do it kind of sporadically, which is often what happens with volunteers. So our goal, the New Hampshire Historical Society's Board of Trustees voted to launch a campaign to raise a little over $1 million to fund a 4-year effort with staff to work on developing new curriculum resources, number one, to provide teacher training in the summer primarily, number two, and to do advocacy work in the local communities around the state to encourage them to do more.
Has there been any talk about revisiting the state's curriculum on on history, and in particular, of course, state history?
Well, that's the thing. Actually, the New Hampshire Historical Society back in the 1990s got a large grant to create the definitive New Hampshire history curriculum, and we provided that to the schools at no charge. Part of our Democracy Project initiative is to refresh that curriculum. It needs, you know, it's been in place for 25 years. Some schools use it. Some don't use it, but we've heard that it needs to be updated. And one of the an important way is to embed it into the internet so that teachers can access it easily, and there'll be student content available via our website.
The legislature has taken some action on this issue. Under a new law, high school students, in fact, now have to take one credit of history and half a credit of civics to graduate. Is there more that you think lawmakers can do on that?
There may be more. In fact, the New Hampshire Historical Society had a hand in helping with the language on the bill that created the half year of civics as a mandate for graduation. One of the challenges in New Hampshire is that there's a social studies standard that's been on the books for many years that requires that to be taught at the high school level. But a challenge has been that nobody's really tracking it. The Department of Education simply doesn't have the resources to staff, an effort to really capture a lot of information. So, for example, they had a social studies coordinator at the DOE who retired about, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, and that position has not been filled due to budget constraints. So it's hard to look to the state. They can provide some guidance, but in terms of compliance, it's been a spotty record over the years.
New Hampshire Historical Society President Bill Dunlap, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you very much.